despite ignoring calls by the main opposition Movement for Democratic Change party to boycott the June 10th parliamentary by-elections for lack of democratic reforms. Opposition parties that participated in those polls, like Transform Zimbabwe, agreed that the electoral playing field remains tilted in favor of ZANU-PF. Transform Zimbabwe spokesperson Sungai Mazando says recent polls have taught them that more needs to be done in terms of creating a level electoral playing field ahead of any elections.
The electoral process was flawed with irregularities, which makes any statements that can be made from the figures that came out of the election a bit unfair. They need more scrutiny. I think, in actual fact, opposition parties may have performed better than the numbers that were projected by ZEC because that process was flawed. For us as Transform Zimbabwe, even complained about the police. There was selective application of the law. We complained to ZEC that they did not do proper voter education, which is why there was voter apathy. We also made complaints about issues that we saw on voting day.
Mazando says what is now needed is for all democratic forces to work together and stage protests to demand reforms ahead of future elections.
Okay, I think as opposition parties, we have tried to use the legal and justice system through the courts, and apparently nothing much has yielded. There remains another option, peaceful protests. These ones have not been tried, and we can actually put our heads together and go on the streets and actually use that means to actually try and force the system to budge so that democracy can prevail in the country. You said, what is the future of opposition politics in Zimbabwe? Right now, opposition parties are fragmented. The situation that you find in ZANU-PF is pretty much the situation that you find in the opposition movement. I think as opposition parties, we need to take a deep look at ourselves to find and foster a way forward. And that way forward may actually include forming coalitions.
MDC Secretary General Douglas Monzora says Zimbabweans can dislodge ZANU-PF from power if they form a grand coalition.
Well, the MDC's position is that it welcomes the unity of purpose with all progressive forces. The only thing is what form that cooperation takes. But we have a big tent philosophy espoused by our president, and those who want to work with us are welcome.
MDC Renewal Team spokesperson Jacob Mafume says the engagement process must start now.
The danger in this country is the ZANU-PF led by Robert Mugabe and deputized by Emmerson Mnangagwa. All right-thinking Zimbabweans must fight to remove the hardships that these two men have caused. Once we have removed them, then we can begin talking about something else. But if we don't remove them together, we will perish.
But National Constitutional Assembly leader Love Moma Duku says there are contestations of ideas among the existing opposition figures in the country at the moment, adding that his MCA will not be party to any coalition, at least for now.
It does not make sense to be in a coalition today and you are out of it tomorrow. It's better to be together when you are in agreement on major issues. If we are not in agreement, there is no purpose of going into a coalition. It is better to ensure that the voters themselves, even where they are given so many parties, they'll be able to choose who among those parties is their choice. So the better thing is to educate our voters to be able to make a choice.
Maduku adds that the existence of several parties is important in strengthening the country's democracy.
And I think the truth be told, people have so many differences. The best thing is to accept that there are differences and it might not work to put these people together. We are not the only country with so many opposition political parties. Other countries have solved it. You continue to allow anyone to form a party, but the electorate must be able, when election time comes, to be saying, okay, we want this one. And those who will continue to perform badly will leave the stage.
Solomon Makwati, who contested the just-ended polls as a Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe candidate for the Kambuzuma parliamentary seat, notes that a coalition for elections has its advantages and disadvantages.
Rallying and putting all our resources together, yeah, we might come up with a better result. But on the other side also, I've seen the electorate, as it stands now, it is left faith in certain sections of other parties. It's quite a tricky one, but I agree with you, there is power in numbers.
But a member of the Zimbabwe First Party, Buka Mangunda, says political parties should work for the betterment of the country's economy.
We have the big man syndrome in our political set. That's the biggest problem that this nation has had. If it's a coalition, they want to be the president. You know, something like that.
ZAPU Vice President Emilia Mukaratirwa urged all opposition leaders to immediately open dialogue for a grand coalition as the 2018 elections draw close.
Yes, at ZAPU we have always been advocating for working together with progressive people in terms of finding a way forward in the current challenges we are facing. We have always been open to a united front, and we still feel that it is the way forward, because in our own little fragmented corners, it's going to be quite a challenge and an uphill task for us to be able to see through, you know, the efforts that we've been putting in place for all this long.
Local people like Livingstone Pambai of Harare's Chisipitelo Density Suburb say former Vice President Joyce Mujuru should also be part of a grand coalition.
We know that before the ZANU-PF Congress, she was quiet. And all her followers and people who liked her were paid in ZANU-PF, and she still remained quiet. So I think she can't continue to remain quiet. She has to show us that she is able to lead by coming out strongly and joining other forces to fight for regime change.
Political analyst Ernest Mudzengi of the Media Center says opposition parties are continuously losing elections because they do not have enough resources to mount a strong campaign against ZANU-PF, which gets the lion's share under the Political Parties Finance Act. Mudzengi believes that even if the proposed grand coalition is mooted, the United Front of Democrats will not win the polls in the absence of key reforms.
When you look at the electoral playing field being uneven, when you look at how the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is literally in the hands of ZANU-PF, even a grand coalition cannot be able to mount a challenge against ZANU-PF that can result in them winning the elections. Because history can prove this. In 2008, ZANU-PF lost. But what did they do? They manipulated the electoral process. We stayed for almost a month or more without election results.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Shiripasi.